Military and civilian planners have known since the height of the Cold War that Washington, D.C., was a prime target for sudden attack. On September 11th, it became clear that Washington's emergency services were not prepared for a terrorist attack. City officials and Congress are scrambling to devise a better plan to deal with future threats on the nation's capital. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Shortly after the Pentagon was hit, the federal government began evacuating the White House, the State Department, the Capitol, and every other federal building. Authorities were afraid that more planes were headed for other targets in the city. As some 200,000 federal employees tried to get home, traffic ground to a halt.
We're watching people run red lights. We're watching people run their cars through crowds of people trying to cross the street. Thousands of people down here, most of them bewildered. Many don't know exactly what's going on. They just know it's something that's not good.
That was an hour into the evacuation, as reported on Washington's WTOP AM station.
We discovered on September 11th that the District of Columbia did not have a contingency plan for emergencies.
Congressman David Obey is the ranking Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee.
And it's crucial for the welfare of city residents, city workers, and the federal government that they have such a plan. I want them to put together a plan which is deemed adequate by the appropriate federal authorities. That's all we're asking them to do.
Obey threatened to withhold millions of dollars in federal money from the Washington, D.C. government because of what happened on September 11. Washington does have a plan to respond to emergencies like floods and hurricanes, but not a plan to deal with terrorist attacks. Regional planners have looked at ways to evacuate the city in the past, but they focused on the kind of threat the country faced decades ago. Joseph Zelinka is public safety director at the Washington Metropolitan Council of Governments.
We studied this during the Cold War for nuclear attacks on the capital of the free world, and it was found to be almost infeasible, or we were incapable of evacuating the city totally for short-range missile attacks.
Those would have been attacks launched from submarines just off the U.S. coast. The missiles would have taken about 20 minutes to get to Washington. Military officials only had 10 minutes notice that the plane that eventually struck the Pentagon was headed towards Washington. The city, of course, is crammed with targets. It's also chock full of independent law enforcement agencies that protect them. George Forsman is deputy state coordinator of the Virginia Department of Emergency Management.
You've got the Secret Service responsible for the White House and the security of the president. You've got the U.S. Park Police responsible for the safety and security of the memorials. The Capitol Police are, in fact, responsible for the U.S. Capitol, and whatever they need to do to take care of those senators and members of the House or that president or the defense establishment, that's clearly where their focus is.
Drawing up a plan for Washington means coordinating those efforts, and that isn't easy. On September 11, for example, the federal government closed down bridges, some city streets, and released thousands of workers, all this without consulting the local police department. Peter Laporte, who heads the D.C. Emergency Management Agency, says city officials are talking to the federal government to make sure that doesn't happen again. Laporte says Washington, D.C. is asking the federal government for other help, too.
We're a local government. We're 520,000 people. But our roles and responsibility here goes much beyond just that. We have the White House, we have the Capitol, we have all the institutions, the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial.
For all these landmarks, Laporte adds, there's one fire department. This chronically cash-strapped city is now asking Congress for money to strengthen its fire and police departments and for money to strengthen its emergency medical and hospital systems.
The reality is that, you know, it's not if but when, and we got to plan and practice and test and train for the eventual worst-case scenario. When you're in a hospital and you're trying to basically make some money or at least keep your head above water, it's not really cost-effective to continue to drill and test for the worst-case scenarios.
But Laporte says that's exactly what city officials here will be doing again and again.
You don't want to be Dr. Doom. You don't want to walk around with a cloud over your head thinking worst case scenario. But someone's responsibility is to do just that and to test what the capacity of response is.
Laporte says the city will do one other thing differently next time. It'll talk to its citizens. The mayor of Washington arrived in his command center at 10 o'clock that fateful morning. But he didn't speak to the city until after 1 in the afternoon. As for the terrorism response plan that Congress wants, city officials say it'll be ready later this fall. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.